Blog Talk Radio.
Will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
In other words, we ought to bring the influence of heaven on earth because we are heavenly beings because God lives inside of us.
Amen.
In other words, we're not really earthly beings. We are heavenly beings to operate like God on earth. You know, people tell me that this is the devil's world. It used to be his world until Jesus Christ came and took the power away from him. The Bible says we are delivered from the powers of darkness, and we have been translated into the kingdom of his Son. So we are the gods of this earth now because we are children of the Most High God. We took back the authority of the earth that God gave to Adam in the beginning when he gave it to the devil because he disobeyed God. But now, since Jesus Christ died on the cross, he became sin for us, and we became the righteousness of God. So we're back into sonship. We own the earth right now. So we need to start letting the devil know that darkness is over.
Amen.
Because we are the lights of the world.
Amen. Praise God.
The devil is not the light of the world. We are the lights of the world.
Amen.
He may roar big, but we are the real lights of the world. We are the line of Judah now. Our daddy is God. Our brother is Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. So I want you to know that you are a great and mighty person now.
Amen.
It is time for you to live like God. It is time for you
Amen.
To think like God because you have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Remember, you are a spirit with a soul living in a physical body. Your body is the temple of God because God lives inside of you.
Amen.
The Bible says that the Lord is in his holy temple and all the earth shall be silent.
Amen.
The world ought to reverence the God that's inside of you. When you're in the presence of darkness, the presence of God ought to rule. The presence of God ought to influence. So you need to realize that inside of you is an all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-present God, and the world needs to reverence that God by the life you live. So you don't go to church, you be the church.
Amen.
Amen. The church is not four walls.
Amen.
The church are the people who have been born again by God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. It is not a building. You can't house God in a building. God is housed inside of us. We are the mountains of God. We're where God dwells inside of us. So wherever we go, all around the world, there are temples of God. I don't care where you are. If you're a Christian, you are a temple of God. You should be preaching the gospel with your life on your job,
Amen.
In your house, in the marketplace.
Amen.
No matter where you go, you are the temple of God. There ought to be an influence of God everywhere you go because you are the temple of God. If all those buildings burn down, it will not hurt the church because Jesus says the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. Because the foundation of the church is the revelation that comes from God the Father.
Amen.
That Jesus Christ is the Christ.
Amen.
And that revelation comes through the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us.
Amen.
So we don't go to church, we be the church.
Amen.
We are a powerful force in the earth, and we need to know that. We need to know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We must not cower down to Satan.
Amen.
We must not allow Satan to run our lives, our children, and everything we love.
Amen.
Today, I challenge you to look inside of you through the eyes of God and see the glory, see the goodness of God. It is that goodness that will bring the world to Jesus Christ. You can criticize them, but that's the way the world acts.
Yeah.
or you can love them, and you can be kind, and you can allow the goodness of God to just embrace their hearts where they'll want God more than the things of Satan. I just want you to know that God loves you, and he cares about you.
Amen.
He's not here to punish you. He could punish you anytime he wanted to. He's here to love you. He's here to embrace you. Why would God send Jesus Christ, his son, down here to be humiliated, to be beaten, and to be nailed to a cross just to punish you?
That's right.
He sent him down to show and to express his love for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I want you to know that you think, you know, I'm born again and I'm going to heaven. Let me tell you something. There is so much more about God than just going to heaven. Thank God we go to heaven rather than hell. But I want you to know you will never stop learning about God because you go to heaven. It will be a learning process throughout eternity. Every day, every second, we'll be learning how great and how good our God is. We'll be learning about his love, his kindness, and we'll be saying, holy, 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 like the angels say every time they come into his presence.
Amen.
I want you to know, just loving on God is important.
Amen.
And God loving us is so wonderful.
Amen.
And I want you to know that when you can tap into God's love and to God's kindness, and you can allow that love and kindness to pour out of you toward other people, you're talking about rich. You haven't experienced riches yet. Until you can love and be kind. That's the God we serve. That's the God I want in my life. Amen. You take everything that the world has. Just give me the God who loves. The God who is kind. The God who will forgive. The God who will give. That's the God I love. And I just want you to know that today is your day to open your heart and allow God to just pour himself down in there and destroy the hurts, the bitterness, and everything that Satan has brought against you today.
Yeah.
We come against those spirits right now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We just break those bondages right now by the authority of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I know the devil told you you have addictions, you have all these habits. You don't have addictions. You don't have habits. You have a problem of faith because Jesus says it is finished. God has delivered you from the powers of darkness, and he translated you into the kingdom of his son. I can tell you, you cannot be translated into the kingdom of his son and have addictions and habits because habits and addiction is of Satan, and he's broken the power of Satan. So now you need to increase your faith by studying the Word of God, so the Word of God will wash all of those things away with the forgiveness of God.
Amen.
And I want you to know that your past, that past that you're trying to hang on to, it's dead.
Amen.
It's a dead dog, and it needs to be buried.
Amen.
So I'm telling you right now, we're going to cast those spirits out. Let's just do that. Let's just not allow that.
No. Right now, in the name of Jesus.
We're not going to allow Satan to bound you.
No.
We break those chains right now. We break every chain right now of habits and addictions right now. We break every chain of lust right now. We break every chain of fear and doubt and unbelief right now. We come against witchcraft right now, those witchcraft spirits, those lying spirits that's coming into your mind in the name of Jesus. We break them right now by the authority of Jesus Christ. Our God is bigger than those. Our God is bigger than addiction. He's bigger than habits in the name of Jesus right now. We break them right now by the authority of Jesus. We praise you, God. We lift you up right now. We just glorify you. We worship you because you are the great God. You are the great God through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that we can praise you. Thank you, we can praise you everywhere. Thank you, we can praise you anytime. Thank you, Lord, that you are the great God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, we love you today. We just glorify you today. How sweet your goodness is, Lord. How sweet you are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We just glorify you. We magnify you today, Lord. And we just thank you for being such a good God. You are so good to us. You will never leave us, and you will never, never forsake us. Thank you, Lord, that we have a good God. And we just praise you right now. We praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Some great and some small. You being God, delivered me from them all. Still can't believe all the way you made. Oh Lord, in incredible.
Deliver me from the
wall.
He is incredible.
Amen.
I'm going to let Amanda give her testimony and let her just rejoice in who you are. You can do it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man, tell these people how good God is.
Wow, how do you start? I grew up in church, but I, my mom knew what she did what she thought was right by making me go to church. But in the process of all that was going on, I was unhappy because I didn't have a relationship with God. And so as I got older, I saw Christ in her life, but I didn't see it in my father's life. And my mom and dad have been married for 38 years. And just within the last 10 years, he came back to the Lord, and he's changed drastically.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But there was a healing that had to take place in me for some things that he had done to me. And I didn't understand how God could forgive him and forgive me with the same drop of blood that Jesus shed.
Amen.
I didn't understand that. But then when God told me, he said, my child is my child. I don't have a favorite. And we joke around all the time and say that, you know, I'm God's favorite, but we're really all God's favorite.
Amen.
Amen.
And since my dad come back to the Lord, he's taught me things and I've taught him things too. And so we've got a chance to watch each other's walk with the Lord. For a while, when I wasn't serving the Lord, I was a drug addict, and I've been clean for 13 years.
Amen.
And in those 13 years, I haven't even had a desire to go back. I haven't even had a desire to go smoke a joint or just, you know, snort a line of drugs. I haven't had a desire. God took it all away.
Amen.
When he took the desire away and I got delivered from the use of drugs, God also delivered me from nicotine at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a desire.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've had a desire for is more of God, for him to fill me more full of the desire that I had for drugs and alcohol. To tell
Amen.
Me more of his spirit.
Amen.
And so I've been married for 11 years, and in those 11 years, my husband and I have been trying to conceive, and we've had several miscarriages, but God's still faithful.
Amen.
He's still faithful.
That's good news.
Yes. Even when we don't, you know, even sometimes we feel like that we've given up hope, God's still faithful. And, you know, he has faith in us. Because he's our Father and he made us.
Amen.
And he knows, you know, even though we can't see what's down the road, God already knows. And so we're, my husband and I are going to be adopting a baby. And God's
Yay.
Faithful.
Woo! Praise Yay. God.
Yeah, praise God.
God is so faithful that even sometimes we lose track of our vision, our goal, of my goal of being a mother. I said, Lord, is it going to come? Is it going to come? And God just kept saying,
Amen.
Don't you trust me? Don't
Amen.
You trust me?
Amen.
And so in this season in my life, I'm learning that it pays off to trust God because
Amen.
He never lets us down.
Amen.
Amen.
That's great. That's great. You know, she tried to conceive, and she did conceive, and she lost it. And she tried to adopt and couldn't adopt, but God is faithful. God had the right child for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah,
God had the right child for you at the right time
mm-hmm.
in your life.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we think, well, you know, I'm doing all this good and I'm doing everything I can to please God,
mm-hmm.
but it's not about pleasing God. It's about trusting
mm-hmm.
God.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
That's
you just start trusting him. That's
yeah.
all.
That's
a testimony, Lindy. Tell us about how good God is.
I'd love to. The Word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Basically, sometimes we spend so much time in the world that we adopt the world's ideas of what is right and what is wrong. Sometimes we get so engrossed in the things that are going on in the world and so overwhelmed by the things that are going on around us that we start having the faith of the world instead of the faith of God.
Amen.
Sometimes we see things transpiring in our political realm and in the things going on around us and we think, oh my God, is any of this ever going to change? And we basically have to get back and seek God first and His kingdom. There is nothing that can limit God. Nothing can limit God. We have to get a God mindset as to, excuse me, what He wants to do in our lives, how He wants to use us for His kingdom, how He wants us to surrender our everything to Him. Sometimes our eyes limit us, and our vision and our hearing and our five senses limit us to trusting God because we can't see God and we can't feel God, and with our ears we can't hear God or touch Him or taste Him. But that doesn't matter. He's more real than Brother W.L. Scott sitting right in front of me right now.
Yeah.
He is real. He is powerful.
Yeah.
He is everything. 2 Corinthians, let me get right here. I'm sorry. Backtrack. 1 Corinthians, 2:9 says, "But as it is written," this is in the King James Version, "eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for us that love Him." For them that love Him, that's me. Thank you. But God, but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit.
Amen.
For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Amen.
That's what we need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be searching the deep things of God. And it's not a matter of, oh my gosh, I've got to be super holy or super spiritual to reach God. God lives within us. If we're a child of the Most High God, He lives within us. All we have to do is spend time with Him, get to know Him, spend time in His Word and in prayer. Call out to Him. Call out to Him. He'll answer you.
Amen. Say that.
He's right there to minister to you at all times. He's even there ministering to you when you are doing stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
We basically, if you kind of liken it unto a radio station, when you have a lot of static, when you're living in the world, you have a lot of static on your radio station, and you're trying to hear God, and he's on that radio station trying to talk to you, but you've got so much stuff interfering with your radio station, and you're tuning into God, that you can't hear Him. You cannot hear Him. But the closer you get to God, and the closer you get to that radio, quote-unquote, radio station, the more you tune into Him, the more you're going to hear Him, and the easier it is to hear from Him and walk in His statutes for you. There are so many things. Amanda was talking about going to be able to adopt a baby soon. Praise God for that. I have two kids that are adopted. One of them, my oldest daughter, we just started looking for a little girl. And not even necessarily a little girl, but a baby to adopt. And I didn't even realize that I hadn't stopped and asked God in that moment to guide and direct my steps. And we're going along calling adoption agencies, just doing everything you normally would do in the world to get a baby. Well, one day I was praying and the Lord said to me, "Lindy, and at any point are you going to ask me for help?" I said, yes, Lord, I am going to ask you for help right now. I so repent, Lord. So I started praying about it. I started asking God about it. I said, "You find me the baby you want me to have, Lord. I thank you. I know you're going to bring me that baby when you're ready."
Mm-hmm.
So that was in September. And then in December, my friend Patty came to see me. And as she was leaving to get on the plane, she stopped dead in her tracks. This was December 31st. She said, "Lindy, God's bringing you your baby, not months or years from now, but right away." And I said, "Ooh, I received that. Thank you very much."
Yeah.
The 2 days later, I was at work, and the Lord prompted me to ask a lady that she was a friend, but we weren't close acquaintances, if she knew anybody that had a baby they wanted to give up for adoption. And she stopped dead in her tracks. Her eyes got big saucers, and she said, "Yes, Lindy, I just found out about her 2 days ago." And everything just transpired, one thing after another, and the devil tried to come in and steal, and he was stomped down, thank God. And I have my daughter now, Michaela, and she is beautiful. She's sassy. She loves God with all her heart. But that was a direct answer to prayer.
Yeah.
My son was the exact same thing. He was a direct answer from God. And
They are so much like me. Brother WL tells me this. Amanda tells me this. They, Michaela is so much like me that you would not in any way, shape, or form think that she was adopted. As a matter of fact, when I go to fill out health records and stuff, I have to stop and remember, hey, this child is not biologically mine. God had always intended for her to be my baby. Mm-hmm. Just like in Amanda's case, mm-hmm. always intended for that baby to be hers. Mm-hmm. Created her in another mother, but that doesn't matter. She probably even still, she probably even has our DNA. Mm-hmm. So that is just how God works.
Mm-hmm.
We just, you know, you can call into this radio station and we will pray for you. If you have a need, we will be glad to pray for you. I just love the Lord and I'm just so blessed to be able to be on this station today.
Praise God.
Yeah.
We have area code 409. If you want to say something, you are welcome to participate. Amen. I want you to know that we love you. We care about you. And we just pray for you. You know, whether you participate or not, we just pray the blessings of God upon you right now.
Amen.
We just know that God is blessing you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet.
Amen.
And I just want you to know that we love you. We care about you.
Yes, we do.
And we want you to just prosper. We want finances to just run you down. Not just finances, but good, clean finances to run you down in the name of Jesus. Praise God. We have Brother Larry Sumpter with us. Would you like to have a word or two, Brother Sumpter? Tell us about who you are and whatever passion that God has upon you. Just let them know exactly where you are and how much you love God.
You know, I don't know much about if I believe all this is going on. And the Word of the Lord said to help my unbelief, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Word of the Lord says also that no man can come to the Father unless the Son is sent to draw him. So if you're listening to this show tonight that, or today, I guess you're being drawn.
Yes, amen to that.
That you're searching for something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the love of God, it's not condemnation that will draw you. We've all heard that hellfire and brimstone. But have you heard the love and joy and peace that God will give you?
Amen.
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 Yes, the things that Jesus Christ have done for us that we should celebrate and joy in what he has done, not what the world does. Yeah, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've ran from God. We've turned from God. But he's always there tapping on your shoulder saying, hey, follow me. Listen to me. You know, he desires obedience above sacrifice. If it's something I have to sacrifice to give to God, it's something that I'm holding on to.
Mm-hmm.
That's amen.
Right.
That's good.
You know, so the heartstrings that draw us away from the things of God is what God wants to deliver us from.
Mm-hmm.
Is that lust? Is it adultery? Is it fornication? Lying? Murder? You know, and also in the book of James, it said, draw close to God. It's our duty. It's our privilege. It's really our desire to draw
amen.
Close to him.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because that's the only thing that will satisfy us.
Amen. That's right.
To get in the principles of God, your spouse, your wife, a friend, a neighbor, your children.
Yes.
Be that light.
Yes.
You know, if greater is it is he that is within me, it is he that is within the world, that I should be able to say, good morning.
Amen.
I should be able to say, I love you. And it should make a difference in someone's life.
Exactly.
So to encourage you to be that light, to reach out and express the love that God has put within you. I pray, Father, right now that a person is out there hurting that wherever you are, that just turn to God and say, here I am. Heal me. Here I am, Lord. Fill me. Use me for your glory. Use me for your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. That's
amen.
Wonderful. You know, God is so good to us.
Yes,
you
is.
Know, we've seen people saved. We've seen people come to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of our goodness. You know, God, He used us, right?
Amen.
He used us to love people with the same love that He loved us with.
Amen.
You know, I thought about even in my worst times, even when I've messed up, God used me in a greater way. I'm just saying, wow, I can't believe you're just using me, and I just messed up.
Amen.
So God is not worried about my mess ups. He's just worried about me doing what He wants me to do at that time. So I just want you to know that I'm happy that my brother Larry's with me and Sister Lindy and Sister Amanda's with me today, because we have seen people come to Jesus Christ. And one of the greatest things we experienced one time, we were on death row one time. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Frances Newton, she ministered to us,
yes,
on death row.
You know, I'm kind of, may I add something here, though? We walk in with preconceived ideas that I'm going to make a difference in someone's life. Sometimes we get so puffed up that, look at me. I've got such a love and joy within me, and I want to make a difference,
right,
in someone's life.
Amen. We want to make a difference. You know, we went in death row, and we was going to make a difference in the ladies on death row, right?
Right.
We decided we had the word of God, and we were down there to do a revival, and we were in charge of it. And normally I don't even go in the death row. I usually do the main service, but that day I decided to go to death row because I had a message for those people on death row. But I want you to know, when we left death row, we left with a message from Frances Newton of love and joy and peace. We saw a love that we had never seen before.
Right,
and I want you to know, after ministering for 15 years or longer, it changed my life. It changed my direction.
Yes.
That God could love through a woman who was expected to die. Who had already died to herself. The smile on her face, I can still remember that smile.
Uh-huh.
I can still remember that smile, Brother Larry, that she just smiled. You know, it wasn't a great message she gave us. It was a great life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says out of the abundance of one's heart that your mouth speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Your mouth is sometimes not an audible sound.
Uh-huh.
A smile. The joy. You know, have you ever been around people that, good morning, oh, what's so good about it? Well, you know, good morning and just that pleasant smile.
Amen.
It shows forth that peace and love.
Yeah.
And that's what I saw on her, you know. She just smiled and she just talked about the love of God.
It was wonderful.
Isn't that great? She just talked about the love of God. That's all. She just talked about the love of God.
Yeah.
And when I left out of that room, I was consumed.
Yeah, man.
I was consumed by love. I was consumed by concern.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, sometimes we believe that we have the message, and if we listen to everybody that we meet, we will get a message.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
You might think, this is a drug addict, this is an alcoholic, this is a homeless person. What can they tell us?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that God can use anybody to teach us a message.
Yes, he can.
He can use a donkey to speak.
Yeah. Yes.
Even our animals can speak to us.
That's right.
You know, it's so important to keep focused on the things of God and speak life.
Amen.
Health and prosperity into people. That sometimes we got to watch it, or we'll turn somebody from the walk.
Amen.
You know, and you got to be attuned and keep focused no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
what the devil, or, you know, it's as if you're going down the road and you're right there by the white line. Well, if you get your focus off on the right-hand side or something, look out, because you're liable to go off the road.
Amen.
Sometimes we get focus off of one another onto something else.
Yes.
So let's focus on the things of God.
Amen. Let's just give God the praise. You know, when you think about it, the Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then he says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you might prove what that is good and perfect will of God. And I want you to know that God wants to use you to love somebody. You are the greatest gift from God to the world. You know, sometimes we just think we're just here. We're not just here. We are here to be God to the world.
Amen.
Amen. Our nation will never change until there's a Christian influence, and the only Christian influence is Jesus Christ inside of us. So don't expect the world to act like Jesus when they don't have Jesus. But we should expect to act like Jesus because we have Jesus inside of us. So what I want to do, I just want to love you where you are, because that's what God did for me. He loved me where I was. You know, I even joined the church. You know, I decided to join the church. I decided to do something good, you know. So I was going to join the church and took my family to church. We joined the church. We was doing something good. I mean, that was good. We just turned a new leaf on life, you know. And for a whole year, I was going through the motions. I didn't know I wasn't saved. I just thought you joined the church. I was deacon on the board. I was president of brotherhood. I was superintendent of Sunday. I took every office that, you know, nobody else wanted, you know. So I thought I was really moving up. I said, well, maybe in a month I'd be the pastor. You know, I was just moving up. I just thought it was about promotions, you know. I didn't know. But a year later, God revealed to me that I wasn't saved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after teaching Sunday school, I discovered I wasn't saved.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great shock. But you know what? The Holy Spirit came upon me that day. I went down to the church house by myself, and God arrested me. Amen. This deacon, you know, this superintendent of Sunday school, man, this mighty man, you know, I mean, I had a key to everything in the church, but everybody trusted me. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, God saved me that day.
Amen.
And the next Sunday, I told the church I was saved, and some of them got upset and said, you were already saved. You know, I'm glad that God himself saved me where I knew I was saved, that I didn't have to ask anybody. Didn't need anybody else's approval. I knew I was saved the day that I confessed Jesus Christ as Lord. And I believe that God raised him from the dead. That day, the Holy Spirit came up on me. I don't know what happened after that. All I know that the feeling inside of me was freedom. And all those other times I was struggling, you know, trying to do right, you know, trying to please this person, that person. And you know what? When I got saved, I quit trying to please people. I just start being myself in the things of God. I allowed God's love to just start flowing through me. And I want you to know that it's not about the approval of men. It is about the approval of God. Your name may not be on somebody else's church roll, but if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that is the only role you need to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that you, if you've been in the church for years, you've been going through the motions like me and like a lot of other people. But you know what I want to tell you, though? My wife was doing the same thing. You know, we thought we were saved. But 2 weeks after I got saved, my wife got saved. And I can tell you, when we both got saved, everything in our relationship got better.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you right now, everything got better. I can tell you, we just thought, wow, man, we just got married, man. We just got on our honeymoon, man. Everything got better. Because our spirits were alive to God. Our souls were alive to God. I can tell you, we felt so good about our marriage.
Amen.
We felt so good about our children. We felt so good about life. You know, it's kind of like, you know, people tell me when they quit smoking how good food tastes.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it is when we come to Christ. Everything is energized inside of us.
Amen.
We are new creations in Christ. And he says, old things are what?
Passed away.
Old things are what?
Passed away.
I am so glad that that old W.L. Scott has passed away.
You know, when things pass away, you look and the world is still the same shape it was, if it's not worse, in some people's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But in my eyes, my heart has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go through a heart change, you don't look at the world as it once was. There's a carnal man and there's a spirit man. The carnal man cannot receive the things of God because they are spiritually discerned.
Mm-hmm.
So is Lord, change my heart. Can we just pray that? Pray that for ourselves.
Amen.
Change my heart.
Change my heart.
No, change their heart. Change my heart.
Change my heart.
As you change my heart, you'll find out the whole world has a different.
That's right.
You see them different, don't you? See the world different, right?
Yes.
In other words, before your heart is changed, you want to judge the world.
Yes.
We call them names, you know what I mean? Because they don't look like us. They don't smell like us. They don't taste like us.
Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, we live there.
Amen.
That's you can either stay there or you can come up into the mountain peaks and the valleys.
Amen.
And the pasture with
Amen.
With the Lord and joy and peace.
Amen.
And, you know, you can leave the old things behind. They're still there. They don't change. You still quit window shopping.
Amen.
Quit window shopping.
Amen. You know what I like about it is I've changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like one time I was in this racial relationship meeting, and they asked me if things have changed since I was a little boy. And I say, oh, they're about the same. Nothing has changed. And it just floored everybody that, you know, I was on this panel, you know, they was expecting me to answer a different way. You know how we are. You know, we got it already controlled. And so I let them stew in it for a few seconds, you know, and then I said, you know what? But I've changed.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Since I've changed, I don't see the things I used to see. When my life has changed, I don't see the hatred. I don't see the prejudice. I don't see the difference.
That's right.
Because I've changed. And that's the way we ought to be, because I'm a new creation in Christ. So I can love those who hate me as much as I can love those who love me.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's where
because
the change,
I love God.
That's where the change is going to come. The change don't going to come from the White House.
No,
change don't going to come from the outhouse or the Austin house.
Amen.
That Lord changed my house.
Amen.
And you know what?
Then you can change the
That's
world
right.
around you.
That's right. It's not going to come from the church house either. Because
right.
the world's in the shape it's in because we have a weak church.
That's right.
But it'll change when your heart gets changed.
That's exactly right.
Remember, it will change when your heart gets changed.
That's right.
So quit trying to change everybody else. Just change you, because that's your side of the ledger. You can't change somebody else's side of the ledger. You can't make other people be faithful. You just be faithful. If you got a marriage that's falling apart, just make sure you're faithful in that marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change your partner. Only God can change us.
That's right.
Just pray, God, let me love that person as much as you love them. You know, we just learn to love people the way God loves us.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I'm not really sure whether we believe that God loves us, you know, because the way we act.
Mm-hmm.
But God loves us so much. And all I want to do is just love people the way God loves me.
Yeah.
They might call that crazy, foolish, you know, and you touching, or you're just so like that. But you know what? I don't think they would have wanted to know me before I got saved.
Mm-hmm, amen.
Yeah. Amen.
There's a difference in a baseball bat and the heart of God.
That's right, big difference. So that's what I'm saying. You know, when you love somebody and you really love them, you make them uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
because we're not used to love.
Right.
We're used to somebody hating us. We're used to somebody criticizing us.
Yep.
Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mm-hmm. all your soul, all your mind, mm-hmm. and love your neighbor as
yourself.
Right.
That's the whole key to it. If we can just love, you know, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. You know, when we say that, people think, oh, man, there you go, man. But you know what? Nothing will change you like love. It'll make you uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when people come around you, they love you, care about you,
mm-hmm.
it makes you feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Because you have to put down your stones.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put down your bitterness and your hatred. Because when love comes in your presence, all of those things become weak. They become weak. You can't handle it. So, you know, this is good today that I get to share this with my brother and my sisters today.
Amen.
And we want to make sure that this is a program where we love people, where
Amen.
We care about people,
Amen.
Not just getting on the air, not just being a part of this.
Amen.
This is bigger than us.
Amen.
It is impossible for us to be here, but God is the God of possibilities.
Amen.
In other words, we're not here because we are qualified. We're not here because our resumes tell us we're qualified.
No.
But God is our qualification,
right.
and God is our resume, so he made us qualified.
Amen.
To be able to tell somebody about Jesus. Let me ask you a question, ladies. You know, here's a woman pregnant. She knows she's pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she don't need a license to tell other women how to get pregnant, right?
Right.
So that's the same way about being born again. You don't need a license to tell folk how to get saved.
Right.
Amen. We spend a lot of time on programs trying to teach folk how to get saved. Just tell them your story. That's
yeah.
all.
That's right.
That's
Amen.
The story you know.
Amen.
You don't know my story. You only know your story. And when you tell them your story, then guess what? They can relate
Amen.
To you.
Amen.
That's right.
Because God will never send anybody to me that I can't help.
Amen.
Amen. If somebody needs $1 million and they say, God told me to come to you, well, I guess I'm going to get $1 million to give it to them
yeah.
if God told them to come to me.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
But if I don't have $1 million, I know that God didn't send them to me.
Must
have sent them to Lindy Tate,
yeah, right.
Amanda, Larry,
yeah.
or somebody else, you know. So you know when God has called you to help somebody, you've got the means
mm-hmm.
to help them.
Yes.
So if you're starving, it's kind of hard to help somebody else that's starving,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
So what I'm telling you today is this. We are here to make a difference in your life by loving you.
Amen.
We're not here to put you down. We're not so, you know, we know so much, but we just know the love of God.
Amen.
You know, the thing I want to know more than anything is I want to know the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge,
Amen.
That I might be filled with all the fullness of God.
Amen.
And I want that attitude that he's able. I want that He's
yes.
able attitude
yes.
to do exceeding, abundantly, above all that I ask to think according to the power that's in me.
Amen.
Now, that's the attitude I want to have. I don't need any more money. I'm probably going to get some more money, but that's all right. You see, I tell people I'm not rich, but I just give rich.
Amen.
Because I know the more I give, the more God gives back to me Amen. So I can give some more.
Amen.
Not so I can buy some more things. I don't need any more things.
No.
I got more things than I can shake a stick at now. But I need more money so I can give more because my harvest is just getting bigger and bigger.
Amen.
And I want it to continue to get bigger and bigger so I can keep giving it away.
Yes.
That's what we want to do about this program.
We want to just keep giving it away. Because we know that God is going to make a difference in our lives. It is more blessed to give. You know what? I've learned that so well lately. It is more blessed to give than to receive.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
It sure is.
That God has blessed us. And I just want you to know that we love you. We care about you.
Amen.
And as we end this show, as we leave, never from your presence, we're here for you.
Amen.
We're here for you. Father, we just thank you today for the opportunity that you have given us.
Thank you, Jesus.
To touch somebody's life. Not only touch their lives, but to make a difference in their lives. Not because of who we are, but because of who you are. And we praise you, Lord. And we thank you today for my brother and my sisters here today, Lord, that we all can come together in unity of the faith.
Amen.
And the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, to the measurement of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, but that we might grow up into everything like Jesus Christ. Lord, for touching us, that we might touch the world. The world is yours, Lord, and the fullness thereof. And today we declare, you are the Lord of our lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we love you today, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We love you today, Lord. We just magnify you. Thank you for every person who's listening today. All around the world, in Africa, wherever you are, there's a real God there. Thank you, Lord, for being a giver to us. Thank you for being a forgiver to us. And thank you for being a lover. So as we leave today, we glorify you in the name of Jesus Christ. This is W.L. Scott from the Grace of God Prison Ministry. You can get in touch with us at P.O. Box 683, Borger, Texas, 79008. And I want you to know today that God is a God who loves you without any conditions in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It's off. Go ahead and turn that off.